And the telephone, as it turned out, was bad news. With its coming, the face of the village began to change. One of the fast effects was the shifting of the village's center. Before the telephone's arrival, the men of the village used to gather regularly at the house of Im Kalim, a short, middle-aged widow with jet-black hair and a raspy voice that could be heard all over the village, even when she was only whispering. She was a devout Catholic, and also the village whore. The men met at her house to argue about politics and drink coffee and play cards or backgammon. Im Kalim was not a true prostitute, however, because she did not charge for her services, not even for the coffee and tea that she served the men. She did not need the money. Her son, who was overseas in Africa, sent her money regularly. Im Kalim loved all the men she entertained, and they loved her, every one of them. In a way, she was married to all the men in the village. Everybody knew it, but nobody objected. Actually, I suspect the women did not mind their husbands' visits to Im Kalim. Oh, they wrung their hands and complained to one another about their men's unfaithfulness, but secretly they were relieved, because Im Kalim took some of the pressure off them and kept the men out of their hair while they attended to their endless chores. Im Kalim was also a kind of confessor and troubleshooter, talking sense to those men who were having family problems, especially the younger ones.